Under the doctrine of equivalence, let me just say this. It was essentially waived.
What's the difference between vitiation and the doctrine of equivalence itself? You're actually applying the same test a second time to convert it into a legal doctrine rather than a factual one, aren't you? There's a logical inconsistency there, right?
I'm not sure.
That was a lot for you to absorb quickly. And I understand that, but it's all correct when you... you can listen to the transcript later and piece it out.
I can tell the court's given it more thought than I have. I do think this, though, that
you reapply the same test again. Is it substantially similar or function, way, and result, whatever you use?
Oh, I see, yeah.
And in one case, if the missing element is perceived to be substantially close enough, you have infringement under the doctrine of equivalence. If, in applying it a second time, you find it's not substantially close enough, then you vitiate and you don't apply the doctrine of equivalence. You preclude it. The only thing that really changes in the dual application of the test is we've made it into a legal doctrine that we can handle under summary judgment. That's what vitiation does. And the test itself is, again, a kind of a little hocus-pocus, but it does accomplish the objective.
And I can see the court's point that there may be some fundamental... I mean, it would be a problem not with vitiation as applied to this case. I think
the vitiation's our law. It's just the interesting application of it is that it's the same test reapplied.
Yeah. But they didn't allege, did they, at this stage of the proceeding, they didn't allege with any specificity the function we resolved. That how it performs in the same functional result, right?
Well, there are at least contentions about why the accused product infringes, if I'm understanding the question correctly. And the court went on to find, based on its construction, that there was no infringement given the allegations.
I'm not talking about literal, I'm talking about DOA.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, excuse me. If we're talking about doctrine equivalence, I think there was literally nothing advanced in terms of evidence and linking. And so my point simply here is
that might be the better way to go. Then you don't have to worry about performing the test twice, right?
That's right.
Which is always true of vitiation. There's always a better way to go.
I'll take that counsel. With that, Your Honor, we'll submit it.
I'm obviously not talking just to you.
We urge the court to affirm the district court's ruling.
Thank you. Mr. Gonsal.